You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Courtney Hameister had one of those great jobs in radio. For 12 years, she was the head writer and host of Live Wire. It's a syndicated public radio program recorded before a live audience in Portland, Oregon. However, a few significant events, including a two-day anxiety attack, stopped her in 2013. Now she's written her first book. She will talk to the Bee Book Club in Sacramento tonight at 6. That's at the Downtown Library Galleria, and she's in the studio with me. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How is it to hear that summary of what your life has been and the turn that you took?
I think that it's so interesting. Once you write a book about it, you know, it's just like, I think that it's great because it forces you to look at your life like a scientist. And that really helps give you a little bit of perspective on it. So, I mean, it definitely, you know, it's, I've gone over the story so many times. And when I do readings now, you know, I kind of give that summary to people to kind of let them know, you know, one of the reasons that I wrote the book is because I lost this wonderful thing and I didn't want to lose something like that again. So that's kind of why I started to go on this adventure.
So fill in some of the story, which includes having your gallbladder removed, right?
Well, that was part of the reason that I stepped down as host, because a few months prior, I had had I'd had a massive gallbladder attack and they'd taken it out. And the doctor said, well, a lot of times stress can really be a part of this. And I thought, you know, your body has only so many expendable organs until you start losing important ones. And so that was really part of my part of the reason that I stepped down, because I knew that it was so horrible for me. It was a show that we recorded every 2 weeks. And for the entire week prior, I had what I called my dread ball in my chest, you know, and it would just grow and grow and grow until Saturday. I was inside of the dread ball. It was like a big hamster ball that I was seeing the world, the muted world, through this fuzzy plastic, you know.
And yet you were really good at it and you loved doing it, right?
Well, it was, I mean, you can probably relate to this. What an honor to be able to talk to people who are so smart. You know, I got to interview Pulitzer Prize winners and Oscar winners and, you know, Gus Van Sant and Carrie Brownstein and Mike Birbiglia and Cheryl Strayed, these people who were, you know, in some ways my idols. And I got to ask them how they did what they did. That is extraordinary. And I was so lucky. And, you know, I've said it before, but when everybody thinks you're lucky, it takes a lot longer to realize how miserable you are, you know? So
the piece that we haven't really talked about here is the anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you call yourself a professional nervous person. And it is hard to pull back enough of the curtain and say it in a way that's serious enough where there's empathy for the understanding about how gripping and kind of closing anxiety can be.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it depends. You know, I have both generalized anxiety and OCD, I have the intrusive thought version of OCD, which just means that you ruminate on different things. Some people have, you know, harm OCD where they're afraid they're going to hurt someone. All of these, you know, so I was kind of struggling with both of these things. And what anxiety does to you, is that it distances, as I said, it distances you from your experience. You're physically, I mean, imagine if you just always had, if your chest always felt tight, and what that does to you in terms of how you respond to people. It's very, I think we take in the world so much with our breath. And when you're an anxious person, your breathing is very shallow. So you're sort of not taking things in. You're not fully able to kind of take in ideas, and you're not really fully able to sit with people, because your brain is elsewhere all the time. And as a radio host, as you well know, you're not just sitting chatting with someone. You have a whole list of questions you're trying to get through. You're trying to tell a story. At the same time, you have producers in your ear telling you how much time you have left. You have to be thinking on all these different levels. And when your neurons aren't firing as they should be, you're screwed. Can I say screwed?
You just did. I don't think we put you on 7-second delay either.
you're not doing well, I should say. Yeah.
You're listening to Courtney Hameister. If you'd like to listen to more, she is at the Bee Book Club tonight at 6 at the Downtown Library, but I'm not done here yet. The book is titled, Okay, Fine, Whatever, The Year I Went From Being Afraid of Everything to Only Being Afraid of Most Things.
Yes.
The chapters are some of your adventures in trying to get, what, closer to yourself? Could I describe it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what happens when you've been anxious your whole life is that it turns you into a pessimist because your brain has been telling you your whole life that things aren't going to work out. And I wasn't diagnosed with generalized anxiety until I was in my 40s. And it was a revelation for me because I thought, oh, this isn't my nature to be pessimistic. It's my pathology. So what if I could do things and maybe go out and teach my brain like you would a baby? Like, here are the things that are in the world to make your life interesting. And here are the things that are in the world to hurt you. Can I retrain my brain? And maybe, you know, I think that I maybe thought I could be an optimist, but I think that was a little optimistic. But I think that maybe looking at the world and not expecting the worst, because it changes your experience of the world, of course, right? I mean, that was part of the reason that I couldn't to host a show in front of 400 people twice a week. You have to have this, you have to sort of be great at self-delusion, you know? I mean, because it's a strange thing to do to get up in front of that many people. And sort of your self-worth is based on the opinions of 400 drunk people. That's not
You're
that's
talking
not a
about
great
your live
idea.
Audience, yeah.
Exactly. We had a live audience.
So the next question is, when you stepped down and stepped away from doing the show, how much did your life and your anxiety level change?
Significantly. And I mean, and I think that that was why I sort of had the brain space to think about doing something like this. Where so I thought, okay, I'm going to start thinking about the things that I could do that make me a little uncomfortable to think about, and those are the things that might be where I might be able to teach my brain. And so, you know, it was things like I went to a sensory deprivation tank because I'm claustrophobic and I'm not a big fan of the dark either. And I went to a professional cuddler because I don't like to talk to strangers. So I thought, well, if I'm forced to cuddle with one, that will certainly, you know, be a lesson for my brain.
I have to pause you for a moment. I heard an interesting moment when you were explaining to Mike Fitzgerald in the green room mm-hmm. about there being a professional cuddler,
yes.
that is a job that exists,
yes.
and what that experience was, which for you was extremely nerve-wracking, as
yes.
you write in the book.
Yes. I mean, well, and I think that it would be nerve-wracking for a lot of people, you know, and there are people who, you know, I think that I'm sure that there are people who are listening who think it sounds ridiculous. But I, as I wrote in the book, I felt extremely vulnerable going to her because her name is Samantha Hess, and she was an extremely successful professional cuddler in Portland. And when she got a lot of attention, this tidal wave of snark came toward her, right? Mm. And people were saying terrible things. I mean, comments like, I can't believe that people would have to pay to be cuddled. That's pathetic. Mm. And the reason why it was hard for me and I had a lot of vulnerability around going to her is that I related to the people who went to her because I have been single for the majority of my adult life. And the way that not being touched affects your brain and affects your self-worth is huge. You start to feel like you don't deserve love or you don't deserve affection. And so I get it. I understood why people, you know, went to her. And that just made me feel like I was one of those people that people were snarking at. So yeah, but it ended up being a truly lovely and illuminating experience.
Isn't
to go to
it
her.
Interesting as an adult to realize there are things that you deal with and cope with that maybe were always there that you can't unwire out of yourself? You can learn strategies for them, but you couldn't have removed, I don't think, the fact that that radio show was always going to make you anxious on
yeah.
some level.
Yeah, I think that because there are people who said, well, now you've done this thing and you know, you've really started to try to deal with your anxiety. Why don't you do it again? And I know that that will never be the job for me ever again. And that is, you know, when I lost that show, I mourned it. I absolutely mourned that job. because it was an amazing job. But you can figure out, so you can figure out a different way to do that. What were the things that I loved about that job, and how can I find them somewhere else? I can always find a way to talk to interesting, fascinating people and find out how they do what they do. You know, that's so I can write a column about that, you know. So I think that there are these things when we have this path that we're on and there's these wonderful things about it. It's about taking it apart and figuring out, because there are parts that I'm sure of everyone's job that they hate and parts that they love. So look at the parts that you love and try to figure out a path where you can still hold on to those.
You were fun and talented and funny as a radio host, but I think now, through watching some of your videos, including a commencement speech that you did that was really funny, and your book, I have a sense of you as a person that I feel would be interesting to explore for the rest of your life. You know, it's not just the run of the show now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's that thing. And, I think that you and Mike were sort of talking about that. You know, he's retiring and he's done this amazing thing and written all of these columns for the majority of his adult life. And so, and we define ourselves in this country so much by what we do for a living. And so suddenly you think about making that shift and you wonder who you are, right? I mean, that was what scared me the most about leaving that show, was I thought it was the most interesting thing about me. So what do I have to recommend me after that's gone? You know, but that's what you learn when you take the leap, is that the world, this the world sort of opens up, or at least your world opens up, this huge space opens up, and you know how to fill that space. You know, and largely because you have to, right? Like, I have to figure out a way to make money. I have to figure out a way to move through the world. So your brain, thankfully, helps you to do that, you know, and hopefully, I mean, the thing that I tell a lot of people as I'm touring, you know, the most help I got was from someone who helped teach me mindfulness. And so getting guidance, I think, and it is huge, especially for people who struggle with any mental illness, is having someone to talk to about this stuff and process it.
There's a lot of hilarity and truth and science in this book. It is, again, Okay, Fine, Whatever by Courtney Hallmeister. And if you'd like more of the experience of the real Courtney in person, it's tonight at the B Book Club at 6 o'clock at the downtown Sacramento Library Galleria. We'll post a link online. I'm so glad we were able to have you here in studio and that we had a chance to meet. And
yeah, it was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
When you pass through, come back in again. The mic is open.
Wonderful. I'm happy to.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.